Ladies and gentlemen, Senate File 7, it's a simple bill and what it talks about, but I think you need to understand why we're doing it. It repeals the sunset provision for the Animal Damage Management Program. This is a program, the initial language and legislation was passed by both bodies in 1999. And it was a step, I think, a positive step back then to try to deal with the situation that we have with predators and the effect they have not only on our wildlife, but also on the cattle and sheep in the great state of Wyoming. And there's been a couple of times just when it was initially set up, as the legislature usually does, we were concerned about how well it would work. And we had one sunset date, both bodies saw fit, it became law to repeal that sunset date and go to the sunset date we now have. When this was brought to committee, the discussion was, should we have another sunset date or should we just repeal it? And I will share with you that the discussion the committee had is to just repeal it because of the effectiveness of this program. And if you look at your statutes, you can see that when we initially set it up, we have a board that implements this. The board is co-chaired by the head of the Department of Agriculture, by the Game and Fish, head of the Game and Fish. They are the co-chairs of this committee. There's extensive meetings that they have, minutes that are provided. They really do work at this. The funding mechanism early on in predator control was pretty much taken care of by the producers themselves. They stood the brunt of the funding and did that. Since this body saw fit last year to have a substantial amount of money put into the program. And when they did this, they allowed districts, i.e. the counties, to come back and request these funds. One of the things they did, though, and I think it was a positive thing, is said that if you're going to do that, the producers in that county have to pay a dollar a head for the livestock that would be covered under this. It's been effective. I will share some numbers with you. Initially, and I will share with you that last year the producers paid $1 million into this program, and in 2006 they paid $635,000. A report done by the University of Wyoming is titled Preliminary Estimates of the Economic Benefits and Costs of Predatory Management in the State of Wyoming. It was done by several people, handed out in December of 07. I'll just share with you what I think are the important parts of that. That talks about the benefits, or the estimated benefits. And what these people did, as you would normally see, they had a couple of models. And I'll share with you that the first model, and they had the method that they did it was to look at what they, and it's kind of a complicated model, but to try to best guesstimate what we would see if we had, what kind of losses we'd have with and without predator management. And the death loss without predator management, without it, in our state would have been 97 units, animal units, and that's cows, calves, sheep, and lambs. With predator management, it was 30,000, significant. And the benefit of that in terms of cost was almost $14 million. The other model, probably a more conservative one that I would more agree with, is that before 86,000 animal units would have been lost, not animal units, but animals. With predator management, that number would have gone down to 28,000, so a savings of $9.5 million. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a program that really does work. I think you can see the benefits. The one thing that I don't show you, because we haven't had a study done by the university, but there are also a lot of significant wildlife benefits. And in one particular case, we estimated that we saved in one field, one area. If you look at your areas when you get your game and fish licenses, like Area 67, which would be in Fremont County, not saying that's the area, but we saved 800 antelope. So it has wide range effects. I think it's good for the producers of Wyoming. We take care of the stewards of our land, and also it really helps the wildlife themselves. I would ask for favorable consideration if you had to answer any questions.
Further discussion on Senate File 7. Senator Job.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would speak against removing this sunset. And the reason I would do that is that you're right. When we did create this bill and this program, the producers were supposed to pay for it. And they didn't. They were supposed to buy some kind of coupon. I can't remember the correct name of it. But I know the first time I heard about this in front of Joint Appropriations Committee, County was there, and he said, pull out this coupon and show me how many of you are paying for this program. Well, no one in the room had it except him. This has gone from a producer-paid program to now we have $6 million in the budget for the biennium. And yes, it is a subsidy. And the The problem has been, and I've watched this go through JAC year after year, and I fought these amendments on the floor. This was a program to benefit the producers. They were supposed to pay for it, and now we are into it. $6 million, those are big dollars in my opinion. And so what I'd like to see is a study of situations before this program and now, because not long ago there was an article in the Casper paper, front page, big numbers about the number of predators that had been taken care of in Wyoming over a long time. From prior to this program to now, there was not much of a difference, at least in the paper, and I know what newspaper articles may or may not always be accurate, but I think the question exists. Is this something the state should be paying for to that level? And is it truly effective from before to now? Or are we doing the same work and just shifting the cost to the state? So I would like to see that sunset stay. I think when we have a sunset, we do look in depth at program every year to establish whether it is working or whether it's not, and who should truly be paying for this program. Thank you.
Senator Scott.
Well, Mr. Chairman, let me speak to this a little bit from the perspective of one particular producer. And I can understand why there were difficulties before getting the producers to pay for it. Frankly, our experience is that if you're raising cattle, this program, let's face it, we're talking about coyotes here. And that's probably most all of what we're talking about. The coyote, if you're running cattle, is not, in our experience, a big problem. Frankly, we think we have less trouble with coyotes because we do not attempt to control them. When you attempt to control them, you're likely to get some unattached population that will give you more of trouble than if you just leave them alone. Our policy has been, and I'm speaking for just one producer, but we're a profitable operation in coyote country. We won't let the predator management people on the property. We exclude them. They can come on only if they're pursuing a particular animal that's bothering our neighbor's sheep. And then you've got to be good neighbors and let them in, let them do something with that. But I don't think producer's standpoint is worth anywhere near what it costs.
Senator Bebel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of things. First of all, I would hope that you would pass this bill, because if we don't pass the bill, and the sunset it goes into effect and we have nothing, and I think that's definitely not a way to go. So keep the bill alive. And if you don't like the fact that we're going to sunset this sunset date, let us put another one in. The second thing I think you have to realize is that this bill and the board work independently of however much money we appropriate. Now, if this body sees fit to do the kind of appropriations we did in 2006, then that's fine, but the program still works. It has worked. And the data I gave you is data that was compiled by the university that really didn't have a lot of the money that you appropriated last year into the program. So that part of it shows that it does working. And if you look at the list that the chairman of the Ag Committee passed out, it talks about some of the programs and the money's been spent. And I mean, these are good programs, and there's a list of, there's about 5 or 6 pages of them. I'll just share one of them with you. And this is some of the money that you appropriated last year and how it was used. It was a Fremont County K-Trout mule deer study. I mean, it's a way of looking how we can get into these particular situations and do good things relative to more things than just trying to control predators for the people that the producers or the ranchers and those kinds of people. As far as I'm not paying, I've got some numbers that I'll share with you, and of course it's a lot of different funding. Obviously, the producers pay. Since 2004, they've paid $1.8 million up to $2 million. So they are stepping up, maybe not to the extent they would have liked, but they are producing it and paying. And then, of course, by the new bill that they saw fit to ask for the dollar, you're getting more money. So I think it's a good idea to sunset. We ought to leave it in there.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I think that the program really is, I guess what it's for is where you're at. In Goshen County, it's really for pheasants. I can remember one time when we turned 1,000 pheasants loose in our place, and within 5 hours, there's a coyote standing right in the middle of our elevator with a big pheasant right in its mouth. And so it's not just for sheep. It's really, a lot of it's for wildlife. And we're finally starting to get the populations built back up in there. And we've got kind of a federal fund shift, too. The federal trappers, some of the federal monies have gone away, and so you've got some state fund shifts going in there, and you got producers starting to pay the federal trappers. But we're finally starting to get a pheasant population up in Goshen County, and a lot of it was just because of this program. So, you know, if you want to have some, you know, some more oversight, maybe you extend the sunset, but for us up in that country, it's really been a blessing.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Geis.
You can sunset do away with this bill tomorrow if they want to. So you vote it up or vote it down. If you pass it today and you want to extend the sunset on that another 5-6 years, make sure you do it so it ends on the end of a budget year and not in between. But we have the power to take the money away from this statute anytime we want. So we can sunset it anytime we'd like.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wonder if the sponsors, committee and the sponsors could provide us with a history of the source and amount of the funding since the program's inception. Not, I know you don't have that probably today, but I'd like to see since program was, I think you said 99 or whatever the year was, where the money has come from and how much has the funding sources been over that particular history. Could you do that before we move on to other readings?
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Geis.
We'd have to get that from the Commission of Agriculture, but every one of us received a book in December where the money was spent and where it came from and how they got it and where it went. If you just take time to read that book they sent to you in December, that tells you everything there is in it. But I'll get with the Commissioner of Agriculture and have him bring some more over.
Mr. President.
For the sponsors of the bill, I wonder if you could also get us a broad, either general description or even more preferably a map with a breakdown of where are the, particularly for big game is what I'm most interested in, fawning grounds and who owns the ground underneath where most of the young are born, either deer, antelope, those type of big game species. If you could get us that kind of information, I think I would sure be interested in seeing it. And what I really want to know is who's providing this ground. Private landowners, or is it public ground?
Senator Sessions.
Chairman, I guess I just have kind of a dumb question. I know at one time there was a considerable value linked to a coyote hide, and so I'm wondering what they do with the amount of coyotes they're killing them. Do they leave them lay, or do they take them and burn them, or do they do them underground, or are they skinning them, selling it, the hide? And then what happens to the money if that is done? Who owns that coyote once it's killed, I guess? That's what I'd like to know.
Mr. Chairman, I was just curious. If this bill passes as is and the sunset comes off, does the current $6 million become part of the standard budget and increase with inflation ad infinitum?
Senator Vasey.
Mr. Chairman, an attempt to answer the question about coyote pelts. I think that's part of the problem and part of the increase in coyotes. There was a time that the pelts were worth something. That time has passed, so they don't hunt them so much for the pelts. And with coyotes, there's that very small window in very cold weather those pelts or have any ability. Most of these coyotes are done selectively by government hunters that don't go in and wipe out the whole population but go to those problem areas. And I'm not sure then what happens to the carcass, but I do know that the pelt industry is gone, cut away.
Further discussion on Senate File 7. Questions on Senator Geis's motion. Senate File 7 passed committee of the whole.
How's that? Now I'm turned on. The questions on Senator Geis's motion that Senate File 7 pass Committee of the Whole. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay.
No.
Senate File 7 is passed Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Committee of the Whole may leave to rise and sit again.
You've all heard the motion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Mr. President.
Messages from the House. Just a second, Dick.
Is that on?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.
February the 15th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 102, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 14, nursery stock, ayes 59, excused 1, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. February the 15th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 103, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 30, Modernization of Court Procedures, ayes 60. House Chief Clerk Patricia Benskin. February the 15th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 104, third reading passed, amended. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. House Bill 55, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure, ayes 31, noes 29. February the 15th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 105, third reading passed, amended. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. House Bill 89, Ownership of Subsurface Pore Space, ayes 59, noes 1. February the 15th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 106, third reading passed, amended. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. House Bill 90, Carbon Capture and Sequestration, ayes 60. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Standing committee reports.
February the 15th, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 66, reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye. Senators Job, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, and Townsend. Senator Nicholas, Chairman. February the 15th, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 70, reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Anderson, Coe, Jennings, Massey, Von Flatern, Senator Coe, Chairman. February the 15th, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 83, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Job, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, and Townsend. Senator Nicholas, Chairman. February the 15th, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 84, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Job, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, Townsend. Senator Nicholas, Chairman. February the 15th, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 71, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Anderson, Coe, Jennings, Massey, Von Flatern. Senator Coe, Chairman. February the 15th, 2008, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 29, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Anderson, Coe, Jennings, Massey, and Von Flatern. Senator Coe, Chairman.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, Senate File 29 and Senate File 70 were just read in. They both have appropriations. I'd like to request that they be re-referred to Committee Number 2.
Hearing no objection, Senate File 29 and Senate File 70 are referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears this desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate be in recess until 2 p.m.
Are there any announcements? Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder again, on Monday the 18th at noon recess, the Developmental Disabilities is having the luncheon and from the Olive Garden in the atrium. And also then at 12:30, we're gonna invite you to room 1699 for Dr. David Freeman on the biology of addiction and public policy. This was the group of us that went to Chicago. This is a very worthwhile presentation. I strongly recommend that you attend if you're able to. Thank you very much.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet at in about 20 minutes in S18 up there to your right to continue discussion on Senate File 19, clandestine drug laboratories remediation, Senate File 14, small employer health insurance, and get into Senate File 46, discharge water management.
Further announcements? The motion is that the Senate be in recess until 2 p.m. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The Senate is in recess until 2 p.m.
Well, we'll have to call